It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
A few years ago, Christmas came early at our place in the form of two wayward but most welcome northern cardinals. Cardinals are eastern birds whose range limit borders Dodge City. So these two guys were about 50 miles into the new frontier, and I did everything I could to get them to homestead here. I call them guys because they both showed the markings of male cardinals, black face lining and brilliant scarlet feathers. I kept hoping females had accompanied them, although they are harder to see with their duller coloring and shy feminine ways. But a cardinal family was not to be, so I gratefully settled for the gift of two good old boys out on the town for a while. They were such a wonderful sight, ushering in the holiday season with their bright red against the evergreens in the shelter belt. As I remember it, that fall and winter hosted an unusual amount of brightly colored birds that stuck around for a while. We usually have a few jays and flickers who come and go pretty quickly, but that year we were blessed with enough bird varieties that our Colorado blue spruce looked downright decorated for the season. Robin redbreasts, blue jays, goldfinches, and ruby-faced house finches were joined by western meadowlarks that proudly showed off their yellow and black vests. A flock of cedar waxwings engulfed the hall's hardy almond tree, masked bandits sporting bands of bright red and yellow on their wing and tail tips. Blackbirds flashed their red and yellow wing chevrons, and even the grackles and starlings seemed to have extra sheen in their blue-black feathers. The cause for this cacophony of color is unknown, but I'm wondering if it had to do with a bit more moisture than we were accustomed to. And now I'm hoping that this summer's glorious rainfalls might bring another winter of ornithological beauty. If so, maybe the moisture will help provide the resident great horned owls with enough mice and rabbits, and thus keep them away from thoughts of small bird snacks. Or maybe the fact that I've been diligent about keeping fresh water available will make a difference. One thing that certainly got these pioneer cardinals to pull over and stop a while was the fact that a field across the road was growing black oil sunflowers that fall, all ripe and just ready for the raiding. With that in mind, I figured it couldn't hurt to do a little Christmas shopping at the pet store, so I've splurged on a gift of safflower seed and chopped peanuts in hopes of attracting some cardinals that might decide to make this their home for the holidays. I guess that effort comes from figuring that, like farm cooks who want to keep the hired hands on, if I set a good table, they'll stay. My Oxford Dictionary tells me the word cardinal means fundamental or chief. It speaks of the four main or cardinal points of a compass and the cardinal virtues of justice, prudence, temperance, and fortitude. Here's hoping that when I share this story with you, a cardinal will be the fundamental star at the top of our avian Christmas tree and will have the fortitude to last out this far western winter and settle here for keeps. But whether we have Christmas cardinal colors this year or not, I'm giving thanks for our blessings of the birds. Some bring splashes of color to a gray winter morning or bright songs when I need cheering up, and all of them serve as reminders that the cold will pass and the warmth of a new growing season is just around the corner.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.